So you have an actor you want to pitch for some upcoming projects?
Yes, sir, I do. Well, Disney's obviously already worked with him. His name's Dwayne Johnson.
I have no idea who that is.
Dwayne Johnson, he did Moana with you guys?
Never heard of him or that movie. Listen, we own everything, so I can't keep track of every single movie we make.
You've really never heard of The Rock?
Oh, The Rock. Of course I've heard of The Rock.
Well, okay.
Yeah, 1996 movie where Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery go on a mission to Alcatraz. I love that movie.
No, that's not.
Are you trying to pitch a remake? Because we already have a guy who pitches movies.
No, I'm not.
I could get him in here if you want. It'd be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
I'm not trying to pitch you a remake of The Rock. Dwayne Johnson is The Rock.
Oh, you lost me.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, highest paid actor of 2016. That doesn't ring any bells?
Listen, he must have slipped past me. How about you just run me through his career? How'd he get started?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, he started out modeling turtlenecks and fanny packs.
Oh, fanny packs are tight.
But before becoming a movie star, he really became famous as a wrestler.
Oh yeah? What was he like?
Oh, he was awesome. He did a thing with his eyebrow.
Oh, what do you do with his eyebrow?
He kind of raised it like this, except he didn't look like an idiot when he did it.
Yeah, I hope it looked cooler than that.
And he'd always be like, if you smell what The Rock is cooking, except he didn't sound like an idiot when he said it.
Oh, so he had like a cooking show too?
Nope, this was still part of the wrestling thing.
Why was he cooking at a wrestling thing? That seems kind of dangerous.
No, he wasn't actually cooking.
So why talk about cooking if you're not cooking anything?
It was just kind of his catchphrase.
This guy sounds like a liar.
I don't think people actually expected to be fed after he said it.
Guy starts talking about preparing food. I expect some food. I'm not sure I like this guy.
Well, wrestling fans seem to like him.
If you say so.
Anyway, he made his movie debut in The Mummy Returns, where they just slapped his face on a big old CGI bug.
How did that look?
Oh, just the worst. Just the absolute worst thing you've ever seen.
Wow, so I guess that was kind of a false start for him.
Actually, it led to his first starring role in a movie called The Scorpion King.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it was kind of the story of CGI Bug Guy before he became CGI Bug Guy.
Very cool.
He's also done some sequels, kind of a lot of sequels.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like he did G.I. Joe Retaliation and Journey to the Mysterious Island.
Okay.
And Fast 5.
Right.
And Fast and Furious 6.
Uh-huh.
And Furious 7.
Yeah, I get it.
And The Fate of the Furious.
Please stop.
Sorry, there's a lot of those.
That's way too many Fast and Furious movies.
Well, he also has a Fast and Furious spin-off in the works.
Oh, a spin-off. That's different.
Yeah, kind of.
So what else has he done? Any other kids stuff besides that Moana thing?
Moana.
Yeah, that.
Well, one time he did a movie where he plays a professional athlete who's kind of a jerk and has to learn to be a better person.
Oh, that's fun.
He also did a movie where he plays a professional athlete who's kind of a jerk and has to learn to be a better person.
Right, you literally just told me about that one.
Oh no, this was a different movie.
They sound pretty similar.
Yeah, I guess they do.
Well, if enough time passes, I guess it's okay to do the same kind of movie twice.
They came out 2.5 years apart.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
And what about action comedy? Does he do action comedy?
Oh yeah, he did an action comedy movie with Kevin Hart where he plays a super kind-hearted dude who kicks a lot of butt.
Okay.
And also an action comedy movie with Kevin Hart where he plays a super kind-hearted dude who kicks a lot of butt.
Now you're messing with me.
Nope, two different movies again.
What?
Well, some time passed between those, right?
One was in 2016 and the other in 2017.
Wow, sounds like this guy sticks to the same kinds of movies.
He sticks with what works, and you haven't even heard about his jungle and building obsession.
Jungle and building obsession?
Well, he did a movie called San Andreas where some buildings fall.
Okay.
And he did a movie called Skyscraper where a building's gonna fall.
Right, buildings.
And he did a movie called Rampage where some jungle animals make some buildings fall.
Oh, the jungle's creeping in.
And he did a movie called The Rundown where he's in the jungle.
Full on jungle.
And he did a movie called Journey to the Mysterious Island where he's in a jungle.
Wow.
And a movie called Jumanji where he's in the jungle.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean about the jungle and building obsession.
Yeah, it's kind of becoming a problem. Please help me stop him.
Yeah, definitely seems like he has a problem.
So what do you think? Do you want to sign him on for an upcoming Disney movie?
Yeah, I mean, the guy sounds like a full-on movie star, so it'd be dumb of us not to work with him. Again.
Well, alright, I'll tell him to come in between one of his 7 daily meals, and you guys could figure out a project that works.
Sounds good.
Don't let him talk you into making another jungle movie, though.
Can you imagine?
Hey guys, Ryan here. Thanks for checking out that video. New kind of pitch meeting on that one. Hope you guys liked it. If you did, let me know what other actors you'd like to see this kind of video for. You can also share the video on Twitter and Facebook if you liked it. And check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.